So, things got better for now, but that's all we have, right? Harry has seemed to calm down, and my emotions have settled too. But like with the weather, storms are just a part of it, and it's best to be prepared for the next one. It's my unconventional life. Nautical. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way it is kind of a personal ad. But most of all, it's about navigating the treacherous waters of love, sex, and relationships in 2017. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Every week I detail my own journey and discuss my own untraditional views and aspirations in that world. Whatever the topic, whoever the guest, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in 2017? Nautical? What does that even mean? Anyway, back in crazy land, I am doing okay. Over the last week, Eri's mood has stabilized considerably. And when I mentioned this to her and thanked her, she said it was also because I'd been nicer to her and made her feel more secure in our relationship. But I'm not really sure what I did to that end to do that. I mean, pay for a couple of things beyond our agreement, Skype and text a little more. To be honest, I was just doing whatever I could because I felt so anxious being at the whim of her emotions. Or to put it another way, I felt such empathy for her. Or is that sympathy? I have trouble remembering which is which. Basically, I can't stand to feel someone I care about suffering, especially because of something I was doing or not doing. It does beg the question, though, why do people's emotions affect me so much? Why am I so intimately linked to the way that Eri feels? And why, when she's able to move on, after however long it takes for her emotions to pass, why do they linger in me and bear me down so much? I know a lot of this isn't about Eri. It's about me. Again, it's why I'm not an intensive relationship person. I know a lot of it comes from my dad, who had trouble letting it go when people he cared about were upset. I know I've taken that on a lot. But I think some of it comes from not truly being in the exact relationship I originally wanted in our parenting partnership agreement. And while I do love her, and I want to be clear about that, and I am excited and committed to being a parent, the intensive and exclusive nature of our relationship is deep down unsettling to my psyche. And I think when I'm not truly myself, in some ways it weakens my resolve in a general way. It's like I don't have a solid base of being myself, so feel weak or unstable. What I can do about that, I'm not really sure. I talked to my therapist again this week while I was on the road. She was really helpful in clearing up a lot of the confusion in my head and how to best move forward. She said that in a way, it seemed like I was in a poly relationship with Eri and my job, but that it didn't need to be that way. That in actual fact, my job is an asset. Financially, it allows me to provide in a way I never could before, but as much as that, it's beneficial to my mental state. It's what I wanted to do all my life and spent most of my adult life pursuing. I shouldn't apologize or put myself down for it, because it got to the stage where I could hardly even enjoy it. And people were noticing. The therapist encouraged me to have faith that we chose the right person to have kids with, and that it's more than just about us. It's about our kid too, and how she will see the decision we made to parent this way. And as much, it's about the world, about other people in the future who may want to try to parent in non-traditional ways. We're at the beginning of what could be an inspirational story. Ours isn't a traditional relationship, and likely never will be. I may not be there for every holiday and birthday, but that doesn't mean our kid will forever be screwed up or unhappy. I guess I was just allowing a lot of Aries, hormone-induced anxieties, too much mental bandwidth in my head. I saw a couple of old friends at the end of last week, and they were both concerned about my mental state, and also, along with the therapist, encouraged me to talk to Eri about it. So, as I've found useful before, I wrote her a letter. About four times, in fact. Because over the time I was away for work this week, my mood got much better, as hers did. So I wasn't sure how relevant the old feelings I'd had were, or how constructive they were for our relationship going forward. I mean, had we maintained a platonic relationship, how much of this would be a factor now? Who knows? I won't read out the entire letter, but it talked about the genuine struggles I'd been having, how I was on the verge of getting sick physically and mentally, and how I knew I needed to work on handling her emotional swings better, on being more supportive and providing her with words of affirmation, but also that there were some non-negotiables in my work schedule and limits to things that she could say to me in the future. A lot of my anxiety had come from her reaction to my burgeoning schedule, but during the week, she really seemed to find a more reasonable stance on it. Again, the therapist told me that I have to have faith in the person I signed the contract with before she got pregnant, that there were good reasons we both moved forward. And I told Eri that too, when I read the whole letter to her when I got back from the road. She seemed okay with it all, but it was a really long letter, and she had her eyes shut to focus on what I was saying, apparently. But I'm going to email it to her anyway, just to be sure. I really do need to get better at handling stress. I have to have thicker skin with people sometimes, and know that it will pass. It's funny, because the one person who always helped me feel that way was my dad. Even if I often learnt the opposite, seeing him acting very differently in his life. I guess that goes to show how we often learn as much from what people do as what they say. I have, however, been remembering his positive influence from his unending support when he was alive recently. I guess because it's getting close to Christmas, and that makes me think of family and my childhood, and cold dark nights in England, and pubs and churches and Christmas songs and love. I do feel sad that my dad never met Eri, and we'll never see our child, or perhaps even know I would have one. But then I remember that feeling I had soon after he died, that he was still with me, or rather a huge part of me was him, so that was never gone. I do miss him, his jovial moments, his love and support. Maybe I can remember that more often, the strength that he gave me, that everything will work out in the end. And not for nothing, if I can really take that on and be that person, my child will see that in me, as well as hear it from me. And that's a really important lesson for her to learn, because I've suffered a lot from not learning it. I don't know. After feeling perhaps as low last week as I felt in many years, there does seem to be some hope and light today. It's Christmas. Eri feels happier about our relationship in any time since she got pregnant. Froggy is the size of an endive now, according to the baby app on my phone. I don't know what the fuck an endive is, but it's about 11 inches long and is pushing the fuck out of Eri's belly. I don't know why I keep using the word fuck, but there you go. Must be a sign I'm getting stronger. Or not. Welcome to Insanity City. Population me. Well, no. Population most of the fucking world. Yes. Cussing rules. I'll see ya next fucking week. That's another week gone. What have I learnt? And what peace have I found? Cheers for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Drop me a line at myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully some joy. But until then, wherever you are, whoever you're with, try to be kind. To others, but as much to yourself. We're all fighting our own battle. Lead with love.